I want to welcome you. This is Kathleen Pearl. This is Tish B'Av the second. Father, we just thank you and praise you in the name of Yeshua, Ruach HaKodesh. Come, Lord. Thank you for your insight and your revelation, that this would be broken bread and life to us, that we would be fed with the Word of God through this song of lamentation from the prophet Jeremiah. Father, I pray for those who hear this, that their eyes and their ears would be anointed to hear and see what the Spirit of God is saying, that their hearts would receive the bread of life. In Yeshua's name we pray, amen. Okay, now we are going to do chapter 3, which is the prophet's anguish and the prophet's hope. I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He has led me and made me walk in darkness and not in light. Surely he has turned his hand against me time and time again throughout the day. He has aged my flesh and my skin and broken my bones. He has besieged me and surrounded me with bitterness and woe. He has set me in dark places like the dead of long ago. He has hedged me in so that I cannot get out. He has made my chain heavy. Even when I cry and shout, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with hewn stone. He has made my paths crooked. He has been to me a bear lying in wait, like a lion in ambush. He has turned aside my ways and torn me in pieces. He has made me desolate. He has bent his bow and set me up as a target for the arrow. He has caused the arrows of his quiver to pierce my loins. I have become the ridicule of all my people, their taunting song all the day. He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drink wormwood. He has also broken my teeth with gravel and covered me with ashes. You have moved my soul far from peace. I have forgotten prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to my mind. Therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good for those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and keep silent, because God has laid it on him. Let him put his mouth in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him give his cheek to the one who strikes him, and be full of reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever. Though he causes grief, yet he will show compassion, according to the multitude of his mercies. For he does not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. To crush under one's feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the justice due a man before the face of the Most High, or subvert a man in his cause, the Lord does not approve. Who is he who speaks and it comes to pass when the Lord has not commanded it? Is it not from the mouth of the Most High that woe and well-being proceed? Why should a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven. We have transgressed and rebelled. You have not pardoned. You have covered yourself with anger and pursue us. You have slain and not pitied. You have covered yourself with a cloud that prayer should not pass through. You have made us an offscouring and refuge in the midst of the peoples. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare have come upon us, desolation and destruction. My eyes overflow with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. My eyes flow and do not cease without interruption till the Lord from heaven looks down and sees. My eyes bring suffering to my soul because of all the daughters of my city. My enemies without cause hunted me down like a bird. They silenced my life in the pit and threw stones at me. The waters flowed over my head. I said, I am cut off. I called on your name, O Lord, from the lowest pit. You have heard my voice. Do not hide your ear from my sighing, from my cry for help. You drew near on the day I called on you and said, do not fear. O Lord, you have pleaded the case for my soul. You have redeemed my life. O Lord, you have seen how I am wronged. Judge my case. You have seen all their vengeance, all their schemes against me. You have heard their reproach, O Lord, all their schemes against me, the lips of my enemies, and their whispering against me all the day. Look at their sitting down and their rising up. I am their taunting song. Repay them, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them a veiled heart. Your curse be upon them. In your anger, pursue and destroy them from under the heavens of the Lord. So here in chapter 3, Jeremiah is crying over the fact that he's witnessed punishment that previous prophets were only warning of. And he was chosen to express the pain of this Jewish suffering. His life has been seen as dark, and God has closed the windows to his prayers, as though he'd been ambushed by bear or lion. And now he's the laughingstock of the people who ridicules his prophecies. And so his life is embittered, and his teeth are broken. He has no inner peace. He has no future. And yet he still hasn't lost his faith. From the depth of the suffering that he feels, he turns to God and says, remember me. And then God comes and comforts Jeremiah. He's consoled. His goodness, he has a revelation of God's goodness and kindness, that his mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions do not fail, and that miracles will surround us constantly. And God is good to those who trust him and seek him out. And we cannot give up hope no matter what. We always wait, and eventually God's salvation will come. And this suffering makes us realize that we have a free will and that we can cry and repent over our mistakes and misdeeds. And when we make a personal introspection, teshuvah, and of our deeds and return to God and admit that we are responsible for what has happened, for incurring God's wrath against us, then he'll hear our prayer, he fights our fights, and he repays our enemies for what they've done against us. And also, you know, he says he doesn't willingly, God doesn't willingly afflict the children of men. And if there's hardship during our youth, then we're to bear the yoke and learn the discipline from it. And this is part of God's goodness and kindness. It's a yoke of repentance. And how much more the scriptures have been written for us, it says, so we might know how God deals and his actions with us and the discipline of God, and that we might understand this. And God gives us earthly parents to discipline us. How much more so would God our Father in heaven discipline us? And because we've turned away from his rebukes and corrections, then he brings the rod. You know, he brings the rod of his wrath. It says right here, it said, I am the man who has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He let me see what was coming, and I was distressed because of all the turning away from God and turning to other things and turning into spiritual harlotry and adultery and idolatry and into self-indulgence and to breaking his commandments. All these things, all these reasons, these all say, the Ten Commandments, the loving God, the first four commandments and the other six, loving our neighbors, is a sign of our covenant with him. And when we break covenant, we break our vows, we break a marriage covenant to him. And we are to repent and come back to righteousness and come back to the ways of the Lord. And this is very important even now. This is a time of introspection and seeking God so that he will come and hear our prayers and that he will rebuke our enemies, all these people who mocked him when he was giving Jeremiah, when he was giving prophetic words. And now the Lord has come through for him. The degradation of Zion. This is chapter 4 that we are dealing with. How the gold has become dim. How changed the fine gold. The stones of the sanctuary are scattered at the head of every street. The precious sons of Zion, valuable as fine gold, how they are regarded as clay pots, the work of the hands of the potter. Even the jackals present their breasts to nurse the young. But the daughter of my people is cruel, like the ostrich in the wilderness. The tongue of the infant clings to the roof of its mouth for thirst. Their young children ask for bread, but no one breaks it for them. Those who ate delicacies are desolate in the streets. Those who are brought up in scarlet embrace hash heaps. The punishment of the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment of the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment, with no hand to help her. Her Nazarites were brighter than snow and whiter than milk. They were more ruddy in body than rubies, like sapphire in their appearance. Now their appearance is blacker than soot. They go unrecognized in the streets. Their skin clings to their bones. It has become as dry as wood. Those slain by the sword are better off than those who die of hunger, for these pine away, stricken for lack of the fruits of the field. The hands of the compassionate women have cooked their own children. They become food for them in the destruction of the daughter of my people. The Lord has fulfilled his fury. He has poured out his fierce anger. He kindled a fire in Zion, and it has devoured its foundations. The kings of the earth and all inhabitants of the world would not have believed that the adversary and the enemy could enter the gates of Jerusalem because of the sin of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests who shed in her midst the blood of the just. They wandered blind in the streets. They have defiled themselves with blood, so that no one would touch their garments. They cried out to them, "Go away, unclean, go away, go away. Do not touch us." When they fled and wandered, those among the nations said, "They shall no longer dwell here." The face of the Lord scattered them. He no longer regards them. The people do not respect the priest, nor show favor to the elders. Still our eyes failed us, watching vainly for our help. In our watching we watched for a nation that could not save us. They tracked our steps so that we could not walk in our streets. Our end was near. Our days were over, for our end had come. Our pursuers were swifter than the eagles of the heavens. They pursued us on the mountains and lay in wait for us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed of the Lord, was caught in their pits, of whom we said, "Under his shadow we shall live among the nations." Rejoice and be glad, O daughter of Edom, you who dwell in the land of Uz. The cup shall also pass over to you. And you shall become drunk and make yourself naked. The punishment of your iniquity is accomplished, O daughter of Zion. He will no longer send you into captivity. He will punish your iniquity, O daughter of Edom. He will uncover your sins. So this chapter also begins with another description of Jerusalem's destruction. The gold is tarnished, the temple's broken down, the precious stones, which are the Jewish people, were thrown in the streets. The children were given over to cruel enemies, and no one gave them bread. Here they are, they were pampered children, spoiled, who had all these used to delicacies. Now they're picking in the garbage dump, and their bodies, which were once beautiful to look at, are now so ravished that they're faces are darker than soot, and their skins are shriveled to their bones. And he says the victims of the sword are better than those who suffer by famine. In fact, the women resorted to cannibalism, cooking their own child. And the nations and the kings of the earth could not believe it. The blind are tripping over the corpses in the street. But who are these blind? Huh? Who are these blind? Because of the sins of the prophets, the spiritual leadership, and the iniquities of her priests, because they did not bring the correction, because they loved the wages of men, the prostitute, and harlotry, and because they loved to please the people rather than to please God. So the Jewish people waited. Now this is the destruction of Babylon that Jeremiah is describing here, the Babylon invasion. And the Jewish people waited for their allies in Egypt, but the Egyptians saw the bones in the Red Sea and noticed that, here they are, the Red Sea, and they remember their ancestors who were destroyed by the release of the Hebrews during Moses' time, and they turned around, and they chased them all over, and the king, even the king Yahashua Yahu, was killed as a result of their deeds. And this chapter ends with a prophecy of the destruction of the second temple's destruction. So it says, "You rejoice and be glad." And it also says, it's very interesting about chapter 4, it also says that Edom and Uz, they're going to soon have destruction also. And they're going to be punished also. And they shall become drunk and naked. So let's continue with chapter 5, which is the prayer that Yeremiyahu has for restoration. Remember, O Lord, what has come upon us. Look and behold our reproach. Our inheritance has been turned over to aliens, and our houses to foreigners. We have become orphans and waifs. Our mothers are like widows. We pay for the water we drink, and our wood comes at a price. They pursue at our heels. We labor and have no rest. We have given our hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers sinned and are no more, but we bear their iniquities. Servants rule over us. There is none to deliver us from their hand. We get our bread at the risk of our lives because of the sword in the wilderness. Our skin is hot as an oven because of the fever of famine. They ravished the woman in Zion, the maidens in the cities of Judah. Princes were hung by their hands, and the elders were not respected. Young men ground at the millstones. Boys staggered under loads of wood. The elders have ceased and gathering at the gate, and the young men from their music. The joy of our heart has ceased. Our dancing has turned into mourning. The crown has fallen from our head. Woe to us, for we have sinned. Because of this, our heart is faint. Because of these things, our eyes grow dim. Because of Mount Zion, which is desolate, with foxes walking about on it. You, O Lord, remain forever, your throne from generation to generation. Why do you forget us forever and forsake us for so long a time? Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old, unless you have utterly rejected us and are very angry with us. So here the prophet is again articulating the wages of sin that they had to pay. Look what's happened. All our inheritance, all everything that we had is being, our houses are given over to aliens and foreigners, our children are orphans, our mothers are like widows, we have to pay for the water that we drink and the wood, and we've been given to the Egyptians. And this is because of our father's sins and their iniquities. Servants rule over us, no one can deliver us. We were burning with the fever of famine, and there's no protection for the women, and the princes are hung up. All the leaders, you know, are not respected, and the young men are bought into slavery to grind at the millstone, and there are no more elders at the gate. There's no more music. Our the crown has fallen from our head because of these things. And yet it says, you, O Lord, remain forever. It's an outcry of prayer, of faith and hope. Look what's happened. See our degradation. All these things. And yet, Mount Zion is desolate because the foxes are roaming around about it. And the book ends with a fervent prayer for the future. You know, you, O Lord Almighty, forever rule on your throne from generation to generation. Why have you forsaken us for so long? Return to us, and we will return to you. Teshuvah, Baal Teshuvah, renew us, come and renew us. And so, this is the destruction of the temple. This is what had happened. They witnessed the fulfillment of the prophecy of Jeremiah that the temple was destroyed because Mount Zion is desolate with foxes walking around on it. And yet, in Zechariah, it says that Zechariah was in the temple and he was killed by the priest for prophesying on Yom Kippur. And Zechariah's prophecy about the rebuilding of the temple shall surely be fulfilled. And this is what we are stepping into in these times. We are seeing destruction of the temple, Now Jesus was the temple. He said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I shall raise it up again. Jesus is the temple, and we are his body. We are the temple, and there is a destruction that's coming into the temple of his body now because of the sin and iniquity, and it is the rod of the wrath of his discipline for iniquity. And we will see the rebuilding the way he wants it built, in the order that he desires, even in the book of Zechariah, which is a book that's in process and being fulfilled. The book of Zechariah is prophetically being fulfilled at this time. At this time. So, Father, we praise you and thank you that in the Song of Lamentation and that in weeping and crying that there is a season, and this a season of discipline it will come in order to bring righteousness. The discipline of the Lord seems grievous at the time, but in the end it brings the peaceable fruit of righteousness. And, Lord, we are looking for your peace, the Prince of Peace, in the midst of the tribulations that we live in even now. Father, we thank you and praise you for your word is life. And Father, give us this gift of teshuvah, of repentance and introspection, that we might search ourselves, that you might help us search ourselves, that we might judge ourselves so that we don't come under your judgment. And we thank you and praise you for this gift to us. This is a precious, precious gift, and we need this gift in this day, in this time, and in this season. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. This has been produced by Kathleen Pearl, www.kdpirlministries.org. Please feel free to have others listen or link to this. Copy it if you like. Please keep it in the context of the original teaching, that the integrity might be maintained. And thank you. Be very, very blessed. Goodbye.